This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. will slash troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq to their lowest levels in nearly 20 years of war, after U.S. President Donald Trump pledged to end conflicts abroad. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the U.S. is keeping 2,500 troops in both Afghanistan and Iraq for now.
Those troops will defend our embassies and the other agencies of the U.S. government doing important work in those countries. They'll enable our American allies in their important missions in those countries. They'll defend our diplomats, and they'll deter our foes. By May, it is President Trump's hope that they will all come home safely and in their entirety.
Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller said the moves reflect Mr. Trump's policy to bring the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to a successful and responsible conclusion. U.S. troops had already been cut by nearly two-thirds, from about 13,000 this year, following the February 29th peace deal between the United States and the Taliban. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is meeting today with his national security advisors, but not government intelligence analysts, as President Trump continues to block the Democrats' transition to the presidency. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are discussing global issues with their diplomatic, intelligence, and defense experts, according to Biden's transition officials. Numerous Republican lawmakers have said in recent days that government intelligence officials should be briefing Biden ahead of his January 20th inauguration, even as Mr. Trump continues to pursue his long-shot legal challenges to try to overturn Biden's projected election victory and stay in office for a second four-year term. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.